My wife and I had the opportunity to stay at Lake Louise in Banff National Park in Canada. It's difficult to capture the beauty of that place in words. The lake has glacier-fed water, which gives it a brilliant turquoise color. The alpine lake is surrounded by towering mountains and a stately chateau, and it's one of the most picturesque settings in all of Canada. The first morning we were there, the sun crested over one of the mountains, lighting up the scene below. The mountain-layered snow and the alpine lake glistened, and it filled our hearts with the hope of a new and glorious day. A new day brings a new beginning, and the hopefulness of wonder and adventure to follow. Today brings the beginning of a new season in the Christian calendar, the season of Advent. Advent, which lasts until Christmas morning, literally means coming. And as we enter this season, we can reflect on a new day that is coming. The Old Testament text of Isaiah shares this coming of Jesus, who brings hope, peace, joy, and love. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path." They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. In this ancient text, the writer is telling the people that the Lord's temple is coming and will be above everything else. That temple is Jesus. And though many churches have themes each week during this time of year, hope, peace, joy, and love, we must remember that those things are not just verbs or themes, but they have a name, and his name is Jesus. The focus of Advent is Jesus. He is the one who came, is coming, and has come to live in us. He is our hope, our Prince of Peace, our source of joy, and the God who is love. So, as a new day is dawning, may you find hope, peace, joy, and love, because he is already here, meeting you right where you are. I'm Anthony Mullins, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.